It can be so easy for us to jump to conclusions that at times we can fail to see the truth. Our first reading from 1 Samuel speaks of God's desire to select a new king for Israel in light of Saul's disobedience. Samuel initially selects the tallest and best looking of Jesse's sons, but the Lord quickly reminds Samuel not to judge by appearance. God does not judge us by how we look or present ourselves, but instead, he examines our heart. David was the youngest son, and by human standards, probably the most unqualified and least experienced to be a king. Nevertheless, he is the one the Lord chooses, for God's ways are not necessarily our ways. John's gospel today presents us with a case, also with a case of preconceived attitudes. Jesus has encountered a man blind from birth, and his disciples assume that the man's blindness is due to this man's or his family's sin. Jesus instructs his disciples that neither is the case, but instead, this man has been presented so that the works of God may be made visible through him. Jesus anoints his eyes and then sends him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and the blind man comes back able to see. The Pharisees, however, debate with the blind man and his parents over how the blind man has gained his sight and over Jesus' identity. The blind man begins by calling Jesus a man and then a prophet. Then he attests that Jesus has come from God. And finally, he acknowledges Jesus to be the Son of Man. The Pharisees, blinded by their own prejudices, refuse to accept who Jesus really is, the Christ, falling further into the darkness of sin, while the man who was physically blind is now able to see the truth perfectly in faith. This is the fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Laetare Sunday. Laetare is a Latin word that means to rejoice. We are called to rejoice because our Lenten journey is nearing its close, and the time of Jesus' glorious resurrection is ever closer. As St. Paul noted to the Ephesians in our second reading, we no longer have to fear sin and death because Christ has dispelled their darkness through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Because Christ has made us children of the light, a light that produces every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth, a light that enables us to see beyond the darkness with the eyes of faith. My sisters and brothers, may the remaining days of Lent be for us a time of continuing transformation, transformed as was the blind man by God's grace, transformed to see with the eyes of faith the truth and to see others as God sees them. In the end, we may be surprised by what we see. We may see Christ present around us, not unlike the blind man who recognized the presence and power of the Son of Man in his own life. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.